Here we go. Do or die. Not for the Toronto Maple Leafs, for our show and Sammy in the next hour of the Leaf Edition.
It's just die for Sammy. He's just...
Nick Please, Kyprios, man. Justin Bourne, as we just mentioned, Sammy McKee getting ready for a backs against the wall mentality for the next hour. Derek Brandeo, David Sisboombaugh, regular cast and crew.
Hey, I want to shout out Kevin Barker and Jeff Blair on the way out for bringing the energy. So, I'm fired up. I want to play hockey right now.
Since they made the switch now, we follow them, right? Yeah. But every time we come in here, it's a treat to listen to Kevin Barker. Because he's got that, what do they call that? That southern drawl.
Drawl.
Right? Mm-hmm. And all I hear is, go Leafs, go!
Is that impression?
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that was good.
No, it was horrible. It was horrible.
I liked it.
But I loved his energy. I'm ready to put him on a plane.
I know.
Go down
Dress
to Boston,
him.
Kevin. Go.
Talk to Austin.
Is that where you want to start, JB?
Buddy, there's nowhere else to start.
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't even me.
It doesn't matter who you talk to. It's what you're talking about.
All right. Well, listen, wherever you're watching and listening, Sportsnet 590, Sportsnet 360, Sportsnet Plus from 4 to 6, that's where you can find us. And when you can't catch us live, download us. It's just as good. I promise you.
Mm-hmm. And if you're listening during this hour, I just want everyone to know, and go forward with a little bit of, trepidation here.
Good work.
Tomorrow, we will be on from 11 to 12 a.m.
Barks and Blair and Barker are bumping us off again.
11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time because...
They are baseball.
The Toronto Blue Jays are playing a getaway day against the Kansas City Royals.
So if you're listening right now, what do you call them? Postmortem?
Yeah.
Will only be an hour for us tomorrow.
Listen,
No, we'll have a month and a half.
Yeah, we'll have a few weeks. But yeah, tomorrow we're 11,
okay.
12.
Thanks for letting us know.
No problem.
Thanks for letting me know.
I would have showed up at
1 or 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Let's go. Get your tea time ready for the afternoon and away we go.
Okay, so what is the latest with this lineup? And just note, we will have Luke Fox, Sportsnet writer. Sportsnet.ca. He's down there. He's going to tell us exactly what he saw, what he's hearing going into the game tonight. We'll get our Matthews update for him, but we got a few minutes here to dissect it ourselves. And then at the top of the hour, we're going to welcome in Steve Valiquette, who does analysis for the New York Rangers on MSG, but is also one of our top analytical guys when it comes especially to goalies. So we will have a full breakdown of Samsonov to Joseph Woll, who we expect to play tonight. You're not going to want to miss Valley.
Yeah. Stick around.
Maybe ask him what the hell happened to Connor Hellebuyck. Lots of stuff to get into.
Lots to discuss.
Okay, so you want to start with a Sheldon Keefe update on Matthews, and then we go to you first, JB.
Sure, I'll go first. Well, let's let Sheldon do both of his updates. Sammy, is that a reasonable place to start?
Let's play the first update. Update number one.
Obviously, he was on the ice today, here this morning, so he's working through things to try to make himself available to play. No determination at this time.
Number two.
I just look at the last couple of games, the way that he's given us everything that he's got. So, this time of year, the players are going to do all that they can to get out there, and then the medical team is going to do all they can to make sure the players are available while also making sure that they're taken care of. So that's what we're working through.
And there's a further question. He was asked if there's something else, and he said, I've talked about this enough already. So,
well, that's an important detail. Yeah. Chris Johnson wrote an article, and one of his comments in there was he's also...
But what was the main point of that article before you get into that?
Well, that he's unlikely to play Game 5 for the Maple Leafs is the title.
Ah.
But he says battling an illness and nursing an undisclosed injury.
Hmm.
Which is a new twist. Sheldon, at the top of that first clip, did he say, I saw he was out there? Are they allergic to talking? To just go and to talk to the guy? Anyway.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
So he's good enough to play last game. He's good enough for
part of it,
an hour and a half of it, mm-hmm. but he's not good enough to finish the last 40 minutes.
20.
I'm talking about actual time.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Sure.
Okay, gotcha. Sitting on the bench for me is part of the 40 minutes okay. that you're with your team, but cannot finish that game. Okay? Last 40 minutes of presumed actual time.
Throwing uppies, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yet, we're going to put him on a plane, mm-hmm. right? We're going to have him in the hotel room, eat. We're going to wake up him in the morning. We're going to take him to the rink. We're going to have him put his equipment on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go on the ice for 8 minutes. Mm-hmm. And some sort of decision came at 8 minutes.
I think the obvious one here that we're all, like, he said no. Yeah, I mean, if we're reading through the tea leaves here, he was on the ice for 8 minutes and he said no.
Exactly, read the tea leaves. What did you learn? What did you go through all of that effort to conclude in 8 minutes?
Well, something, it's got to be, the 8 minute part is like, it's got to be injury then. Because if you don't get skating and get whatever, if you're trying to deal with something respiratory or whatever, you can't really know. I'll say this now. So I have stuck up for the process of we don't know. They don't have to tell us. They're doing their best to get him ready. If it's an illness. If it's just an illness and he's had 3 days to get ready.
Where did, like, injury come from?
I don't know. This is the first I've seen of it is in this Johnston
from
article.
From Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never seen
Fair him. Enough. You know what? He's an insider. Yeah, he thinks he may have something there.
Yeah.
But, like, up until now, they can't throw out illness enough, right? It's illness.
Yeah.
Illness is not injury.
Correct.
Hi,
I was working my way to saying something, which is this. He better play.
He's not playing.
If he's just sick, though, and he's had 3 days, 72 hours from the last game, and he's sick, you got to play. You have to play.
I completely agree.
You can't not play.
This whole thing stinks to me, okay? Stinks. This whole storyline, all of it. So again, just to understand, like, Chris Johnson, reputable guy.
Of course.
Okay, for sure. We've worked with him. Okay. But someone is telling him that there's also an injury. So it's either coming from somewhere close, the organization, the Matthews camp, but he's getting it from somewhere. Someone wants it out there. He doesn't make it up on his own.
According
Someone
to
is telling him.
With a of plural, course. Plural S.
Yes. So what is this now? That illness isn't good enough anymore.
It's not good enough.
It's not good enough anymore. So let's get it out there that he's also hurt so we can completely exonerate him. He's not soft. He's not a quitter. Let's throw in an injury too.
Unless he's hurt.
I mean,
then they. Why don't you be like everybody else? He's unavailable, right? Upper body injury, day to day.
Yeah.
Is that hard? Everybody else does it.
I agree that the fact that this didn't come out till today.
Yes. Games. Just playing games.
That it didn't.
Not a doctor.
There's a whiff of something.
Yes.
It stinks.
It does.
That I'm hearing now, injury.
Yeah. It does feel a little bit like we don't want him to take the abuse for missing games due to illness. I also, Sheldon said about the doctors. Here you go. It's always the doctor's call, Keith said. The doctors always make the call for the players in their best interest. They don't put anybody in harm's way. That's
a different world than I lived
well,
in.
Well, I agree with you.
Bobby!
What is that?
Dr. Nick.
Oh. We're having a serious conversation here about the da-da-da-da-da. Give it a rest.
I agree. that it is a different environment. But you're Austin Matthews, you need to be able to overrule the doctor and say, thank you for your cents.
Sheldon cannot throw out the doctor, right? Don't come to me. I'm just the coach.
Well,
this is the doctor speaking now.
Yeah.
Well, hey, can we get a name with that doctor? Can we just, can we, I don't know, maybe step up to the microphone and say, hey, he's just a coach. He's just a general manager, and he's just the president. But I'm the doctor, mm-hmm. okay? And I'm saying he can't play. Okay, where is he?
Think he has to be present. We're not owed that. But if he is just sick, it sucks.
If you're going to throw him out that much to make him a focal of the story, I'm sorry. One of the greatest goal scorers in this modern history disappears, and you throw it on the doctor. This is the whole thing, what I say, it stinks. It's not comparable to anything we've ever seen in the past. I've played this game for a long time. I've covered the game for a long time. I've never seen anything more bizarre in my life than one of the best goal scorers that we've seen just poof, gone.
But this is a strict matter of perception. For you, from where you're sitting,
yeah.
you don't have answers and don't like it.
Yeah.
But I don't,
there's everybody else doesn't have answers and wants answers.
I know, but this is the same argument we've been having for 3 days.
It's not an argument. It's just, it doesn't fly. It doesn't
you're
sell.
You're going to have your answer in 5.5 hours.
It's too late.
They're out.
They're gone. They're out.
They're going to be out and gone whether you know he has tuberculosis or not or whatever he has.
But it'll also make you feel like...
You'd like, understand.
No, not you understand that... Like, how am I going to feel moving forward? How about that, JB?
Well, and that's what we're going to know later.
Out, right?
If they are to lose.
How do I feel about this? Okay? Like, if I'm a season ticket holder right now and I'm paying what I'm paying, and then the last game you hear, tickets went for $1,000. You know why they went for $1,000? Because they're seeing one of the best goal scorers in modern day history.
But it could be the Kulin and Yarovsky team, and he's still be $1,000.
And he's nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
It's a little upsetting.
Whatever. I don't, you know, the ticket sales, whatever we're talking about now, is way off track from the fact that they don't know what's an explanation.
It's not.
But.
It's not, because it's different.
They're telling us injury, or sorry, illness.
Now they went to injury.
If he's just ill, I'm not okay with that. And that's Neanderthal hockey talk for me.
We're not, nobody's okay with it.
Right.
Nobody's okay with it.
Right. But there's a chance that when they tell us what it is, maybe my perception changes on that. But I myself have played. Okay. With pneumonia, I have played extremely sick. I shouldn't have played probably for the good of my health, but I played.
That story's out there from the moment the game was invented. Everybody's played
I know.
Sick. Everybody's thrown up.
Which is why we can sit here as former players and say.
Gone through it.
If you're just sick, you got to play. Just put on the sweater. You got to be out there. So.
Maybe it is something else. I don't know. I'm just talked
about. And that's the thing is it'd be embarrassing to come in, you know, after the game, they're like, God, he's got, we're like, geez, you know, I mean, like it could be something very serious. Like, I don't know.
You know, people said that, you know, I mentioned it on Leafs Talk after the game that like maybe the Sportsnet showed him like maybe tweaking, like, but like just mention that lower body, lower body injury.
For sure. If it's
not
injury,
playing
it should
tonight.
Come up by now.
Like
not day of.
How many times did they go back to the well over the last 3 days of him being like, it's just not getting better. He's just not feeling better. It's just this weird illness that's a mystery illness, and no one's ever heard of this thing.
Just hear the Unsolved Mysteries music playing in the background.
There's just...
X-Files.
This whole first-round series, all the organization has done is let us come on the radio and speculate. That's all it's been, is speculating what's wrong with guys, speculating what's wrong with them. And it's just... It's all we're supposed to do. All my friends or everyone I talk to about the Leafs is like, well, what's wrong with them?
I'm the Leafs, Sam.
People are like,
that's an us problem, not a them problem.
Yeah, I know. But I just, you know, think you owe something to the
fans. I think it's a little bit of ego that we think they should have to tell us because we're whatever. You know, we're Leafs fans or whatever we are out
there. You think it's okay that people go, like, they push gambling and they bet on thinking he's going to be there and he's not there? And you
I
have
think
no explanation.
People are free to make their decisions if they think he's going to play or
Tell
not.
Tell me what would happen in the NFL if Mahomes now is going into a conference final and just doesn't show up.
Let me stop you. They don't know if Matthews can play tonight. They don't know. Sheldon Keefe probably doesn't know. He might know soon. He's going to have an afternoon nap, and they're going to say, can you go? I don't think they're sitting there with an answer and not telling us.
I just think that it's unlike anything we've seen before.
It's very weird.
It is. It's
extremely weird.
It's really weird.
So was the Willie
thing.
If it
just kind of fell into that same, like that same pattern that we've seen over the years. Listen, a guy limps off or whatever, and now it's like you want to search for the answer. Listen, no, that's not the way it works. Mm. This one, There's no saying this is how it works because we've never seen it before.
It's very weird.
Yeah. So game five.
The rest of the hockey. Yeah.
Okay. That's it. We're just beating it.
But I think.
Well, it's the conversation everyone's having. We have to have it.
It's a dead horse that has to be.
Give it one last thumb. The old 600. Yeah,
you have to. I mean, come on.
All right.
Where do you want to start?
I just really hope he's. Yeah, it's his. Think about what's on the line tonight. He's got to be
set the stage.
No, just he has to be. You have to give the benefit of the doubt that he is really not well or really injured for him to miss a game where potentially his head coach, head coach's job is on the line. You know, teammates may be gone, upstairs, downstairs, back room, everywhere. There is so much on the line tonight, and for him to not play, he must be something wrong.
It'll
very
be
wrong.
The most shocking thing of all will be they come out and go, oh, he's had a bad flu. He's just really not great. I'll be like, I'm sorry, what?
They can't do that.
Yeah.
And they can't do that. And part of to Kipper's point, they're starting the narrative where it's like, it's not just him being, like, I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about the hockey.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
Any chance they win tonight, fellas? What do you got? Yay. Paint me a Leafs picture are good.
Okay, so what does it look like without Matthews? So
you got Marner playing with Domi. Domi back in the middle.
They seem to have some good energy in the third period. They got a big goal. They had some good momentum. Like, again, I know we're going to beat it up again, like, but the bad penalties, and they had momentum, and the score was 3-1. Last time I checked, the Vancouver Canucks were down 3-1. Mm-hmm. Like, that score was not... the game wasn't buried
when Marner scored.
And then Nylander lassoes...
That was such a stupid penalty.
Who do you lasso?
Was it DeBrusk?
There's not an... It doesn't matter. He lassoed someone.
And just killed it.
Yeah.
Killed the momentum.
Edmonton had two good chances to make it a 3-2 game in that third period.
One almost went 5-hole.
Yeah. So I know you're right.
So, you know, can that line find some of that magic that they had in the third period?
Yes. Yes is the answer. I mean, they absolutely can win a hockey game here, and you obviously start with one. Joe Woll came in last year against the Florida Panthers and was a .941 save percentage. He got them their only win in his first game back in the lineup. You know, and I'm glad that he got in last game to play a period of hockey, feel the puck, feel the energy and the pace and all that a little bit. So, sure, he goes in and plays well. You know, Marner looked like he had some jump in the third period of those guys. They get a couple. Maybe the power play scores a goal. It's not past impossible, them getting a win.
Okay, let's go to Sheldon Keefe. Derek, clip 4 on Joseph Woll staying ready.
Just that he's stayed with his regular routines, and he's a very regimented guy. You know, he's very detailed in how he handles himself off the ice, takes care of himself, maximizes his practice reps. I think he's been outstanding in our practices that we've had here since, you know, preparing for the playoffs and coming through. I think he's really looked at those as his games, to me has been really, really good there. So, you know, he's ready for an opportunity to come in.
What did he say? He's looked at it as his games?
Yeah.
His practice?
Yeah.
He's looked at it as his game. That's stupid. That's a dumb thing to say. I'm not overly worried about Joseph Woll of all things tonight.
I think he's capable of having a big game.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a good chance of it happening.
Oh, just when's the last time he lost in
Boston? Just based on
3 weeks ago.
The lack of prep coming into this. This is just, in all honesty, it's a hope or pass. You're not really looking, but you're just hoping for the best. That's all it is.
Can he shoot one in the net? I mean, he can be as good as they want, but the Leafs aren't going to get between the hash marks. They're not going to have much of a chance to win the game. So he can be great. And like I said to you guys yesterday, I felt very dumb after watching him play in the third period and be like, oh, yeah, he's better.
Yeah.
Where we had all these conversations and convinced ourselves Samsonov was the guy. But anyways, he could be fine.
You know what's hard for the Leafs is that when you've given belief to the other team, like the Boston Bruins probably don't feel like they need to take a ton of chances, right? Like they just kind of hank and comfortably know that if they stay within their system, keep everyone to the outside, it'll come for them, that they'll get some looks. You know, I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest you might see a low-scoring game tonight. I don't think Boston's going to be pushing things offensively, and they're very good defensively.
But the Leafs will push.
Well, like they have to, Kip. They got to open it up.
Exactly. And to your point, then Boston doesn't need to. They just wait for the Leafs to make their mistakes. Yeah. They're bad. I don't know what it was. 2 minutes in, 3 minutes in, they had a 140-foot two-on-one last game.
When teams have blown 3-1 leads, you look at, so the Leafs did it to Montreal, whatever, 3 years ago. Montreal won game five and game six in overtime. Those are both overtime wins. When Florida came back on Boston last year, two of their three wins were overtime wins, I think game five and game seven. You know, like they're coming back from 3-1 isn't necessarily you become the better team and just dominate the other team. It's you got to eke a couple out.
These
are close games as is.
Do you want to go to keep on blowing 3-1 leads first?
Let's do Ryan Reeves.
Do you have Ryan Reeves?
I do have Ryan Reeves.
Okay.
Ryan Reeves on potentially coming back.
Well, I mean, you got to get excited for these ones. You got to, I think this group knows that there's always, until the series is over, it's not over. This team gave up a lead last year, the exact same, 3-1 lead last year. So, sports is a crazy thing. I think we've all seen some crazy comebacks in our lives, and, I've been part of a few. So, I think we're just excited to, to start it up today.
Oh, he's got the Bruins right where he wants them.
Could you just get the puck out?
I'm not sure I would have dug up the, they blew up a 3-1 lead last year. I would have probably not touched that as a guy looking at being out in five games, but I did like his comments that sports crazy and crazy things happen, and I'm not far off on his thinking that it's less of the belief in the Toronto Maple Leafs than it is in sport, right? Just in sport general.
What a glowing hope.
There's randomness in this, guys. Hang on to the randomness and go for a ride.
Just history of sports will say, you're not wrong, Ryan, but we just, it has less to do with your team right now.
Yeah.
I will say that I am incredibly, I've talked about it a million times. A lot of people talking to me with the Leafs, and, I'm seeing it on Twitter, I'm seeing it from my friends, I'm seeing it from certain people. My Leafs, we gotta have the passion. Like, talked about how I woke up yesterday feeling relieved. Mm-hmm. I woke up feeling envious of that.
Yeah.
Like, how, after all of these years, after everything you've seen, do you dig back into the well? The last feeling I have is hope right now. There is no hope for me.
Have you read any articles about people who get scammed?
Yes.
they can't believe that they're the ones silly enough to get caught up, and they just keep giving money to the scammer because they're like, well, I don't know, this time it'll be different.
So what you're saying is the Leafs are a Russian prince here?
I'm saying it's a total mindset where you're like, no, I'm not wrong. This will come around eventually. I'm not the one to get fooled.
I just can't believe there's still people that are like, my Leafs will get it. I'm like, oh my God.
Consensus that I hear from people about the Leafs are that there hasn't been enough pain extracted from this series so that they'll win a couple and then pull the rug out when you get your hopes back up for game seven. So there are true Leafs understanders out there who know how bad it can get.
It would be.
I got to think, though, like the blown 3-1 lead to the Florida Panthers last year is so fresh for them right now,
which sucks because that's going to make them buckle down.
That's sitting there going, we've been down this path before, where we let a team off the hook in a game five, and is Brad Marchand right now in a position where he's not in every second of that morning skate, or by the time he gets to the rink this afternoon, that isn't on the top of his mind right now, telling his teammates.
I think there's also a big difference between this version of the Toronto Maple Leafs and last year's Florida Panthers. I would hazard a difference between them in terms of gumption. Is that fair to say? I feel like they're very different teams.
Yeah.
They're
obviously very different teams.
Well, so. Yeah. I mean, they were once upon a time a few weeks ago heading towards that side of the Florida. Like, we, it wasn't that long, guys. We were talking about this team having some gumption and some grit and some in your face and McCabe and Bertuzzi and Domi and, like, it wasn't a million years ago.
When Willie's playing well and Matthews is healthy and the whole thing, what?
I'm loving it. You guys are, you're helping me. I like it. Keep going.
No, what's your point?
No,
what's funny?
That you guys are doing a masterful job of giving people hope. And the one guy who should be hopeful and the one guy that should be an idiot is like,
saying they were good a month ago is not giving anyone hope. That has nothing to do with Matthews not present and Willie looking like him.
Yes.
A month ago, they were the best team in the NHL for 34 hockey games.
I know. But then the playoffs started.
Right.
And they returned to their true form.
His point isn't about right now. His point is that they were good a month ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, that was a month ago.
You know, there has to be someone in that Leaf dressing room going, like, we don't even have to win this series.
Yeah.
But we can't die on the vine tonight.
Right.
Right?
Like, we can't go out with a whimper.
There is a difference between losing tonight and losing game seven for us even walking around town this summer.
Yeah.
No?
No, but you know what? You're right. 100%.
Sammy, that's just a little bit. If they came in and just showed some juice tonight or game six and lost in game seven, there has to be a little of gained respect, just a tad. No? Zero?
No difference.
Go big or go home?
Literally no difference for me.
Were they really supposed to beat the Boston Bruins here definitively?
Didn't both you guys pick them?
We did pick them in seven.
I had it as a pick 'em series, and I had them in seven. And yeah, maybe a little wishful thinking for the Real Kipper and Bourne show.
I would say most people did not pick them. On the inside of that sweater, it says honor, pride, courage, we said as we hung that up there. Yeah.
But pride being one of them.
It was a
pick 'em series for me.
For sure. I don't think many people dispute that out there.
Like, we had.
Right.
Better goaltending out of Boston, as long as Sammy could hold them in. We had Boston better with McAvoy and Lindholm, but we had the Leafs deeper up front with the offense.
And to me, Kim,
and
it
the
is...
the difference maker was your 69 goal scorer who...
One of the saddest... You know, one of the saddest parts of the failures of the Leafs in the past has been the big moments, the way they've shown up, right? Game 7... Montreal wins those two OT games. Game 7, they just awful. They rolled over. I think that was 4-0.
No, it wasn't that bad. I can't remember what it was.
It wasn't good, whatever it was.
They scored.
Game 7 against Boston a couple years ago, they lost 5-1. Like, they have just not shown up in these all-or-nothing games. If we see that again tonight, I think everything that people have said about the Leafs outside of this show, that can't win with this group, know this, know that, they don't have what it takes, all the different things, You can't argue with anything. You just have to blow it up.
They're right.
So to me, if it's a push and a game and some, you know, like a couple of wins, that to me is a totally different story.
But losing in seven games is no to the Boston Bruins for the fourth straight playoff series.
Not a moral victory, but it's not embarrassing the same way it would be.
It would show some character.
Sure. Yeah, okay, that's fair. I'll give you that, 100%. I'll give you that.
Okay,
they'll have a bit of great.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, I know you don't care about it. I don't care about it either.
No,
but
it doesn't make any difference.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel right now.
There's nothing there on the bottom of the barrel for me. Like, in my mind, and I think a lot of Leaf fans' minds, 5, 6, 7, doesn't matter. Boom.
I think when making character assessments, if you're going to trade someone based on moral judgments, I think you could take that context. Because it mattered to you that they lost in 5 against Florida and not 7.
Yeah, it did, I guess.
I don't know. It seems like part of the deal to me. Anyway, that's a long way off. That's two Leaf wins away.
But it would be kind of Leaf-like to win tonight.
Oh,
right?
Oh, to return I have
home
money
and,
on it. Yes. Yeah.
Return home and break the hearts of all their
no
fans.
No Matthews on the road, everyone counting them out. Very Leaf-like to win tonight.
What's the line on that game tonight? They got to be huge dogs.
You would think so.
So
we'll find out in game time.
We will find that out.
Okay, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to the rink. Luke Fox, writer for Sportsnet.ca, is in the building. Yep. He'll give us the vibe on Matthews and the Leafs' chances to extend. That and more when we return to Real Kipper and Bourne.
Big opinions and in-depth conversations covering the Leafs, Jays, Raptors, and the NFL. The J.D. Bunkus Podcast. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Kypreos, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee teeing up game five between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. Let's bring in head writer, sportsnet.ca, Luke Fox. Luke, how are you, pal?
I'm doing okay.
All right, give it to us straight here. Like, what the heck happened this morning? Was it 7 minutes? 8 minutes, 10 minutes of Austin Matthews. What did you see this morning?
Okay. Well, it was definitely less than 10. I'd ballpark it around 5. I didn't have a stopwatch or anything, but it was very light work. So he played catch a little bit with Manny Malhotra. He stood in front of the net, tipped a few pucks that Malhotra shot. And then after about 5 minutes, he got his water bottle and skated off well before the rest of the guys really got going. There was no exertion of any kind. It's not like he was doing cuts in the corner or really pushing himself by any means. He seemed to be away from the pack. So you read into that what you want. It was an optional skate. He normally, if he's playing, he does not skate on game mornings. He takes the option. Now, the game he did play, he did do that to test it out. So was he testing it out and saying, okay, that's good enough? Or was he thinking, even just this little bit of light work is too much for me and I need to get off the ice? That's up for interpretation. Afterwards, you know, I asked Sheldon, because these rumors started last night that we started hearing that this was something beyond just an illness. And that would make a lot of sense. What kind of illness keeps a guy down for 8 days? Especially when the first thing I heard was food poisoning. It raises a lot of curiosity. So there was a suggestion that there's something more there. And I asked Sheldon, you know, is it an illness or is there something beyond that? And basically he refused to answer. And a non-answer I'm interpreting as there's got to be something more there. The latest I'm hearing is it's probably a 90% chance he doesn't play. But hey, we've all seen hockey players push through things. So all eyes will be on warm-up.
Do you want to stay on the injury front?
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to ask this question, but, like, did he shoot pucks?
I didn't see him rip any pucks. No.
Okay. Wrist? Is he? Well, I'm trying to run through the list here.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, no.
We could speculate.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh yeah, that's what we're doing.
No, we are.
Yeah,
that's what we do. That's what we do.
You're not on a news show.
I know, but I don't know if watching him do a very little. Yeah. Sliver of light work in the morning is going to tell you what kind of injury.
Did he exert himself in any way? Did he skate hard? Did he turn anything up around 60, 70%? Because I got a text during the break that suggested a high ankle sprain.
Oh, my goodness. And I heard something totally different. So who knows?
You did. Okay, that's what we're doing. We're not reporting. We're speculating.
Yeah. There was there was no exertion. He didn't do any hard cuts or hard skating.
All right.
And now is that just people just floating stuff out? I mean,
buddy, I don't know.
I got it from somebody that is around the game and knows people. It's just to me, Luke, it's quite interesting that they push the narrative illness, and now there's talks and rumblings of an injury. Isn't it strange for you?
100%. The whole thing's weird. And it started with Willie. The way they've handled these mystery ailments is really confusing. And I think it's really kind of distracted from what's going on in the series on the ice. Mm-hmm. And I think it's distracted the fan base. Like, you know, I play shinny. I take my son to his hockey games. And it's all anyone's talking about. Is he playing? First it was Willie. Is he playing? Now it's Austin. Is he playing? And it's become a distraction from the fact they're getting sorely outplayed in basically every facet of this series.
Well, and Let's talk a little bit more about the tone around the Leafs. Saturday night was perhaps the most disheartening Leafs loss of the Marner Matthews era. I understand losing game sevens to teams, including Montreal, was heartbreaking. That was like, you know, it's 2-1 in the series. It just really felt like a series they would have a chance to win, and there was nothing. It was just the worst I've seen that team look in a long time. Is the mood down? Outside of the team, it feels like the series is already over. Anyone you talk to, does it feel like that around the Leafs now?
Yeah, it was downbeat.
Oh.
And I've been around teams that have been down in series, and you feel like, oh, maybe they have something left. And, hey, they haven't played the games yet.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan Reeves was saying today, like, sports are a crazy thing. We've all seen crazy comebacks. So, you know, there is a chance. But based on the mood, I don't like it. You know, there's the energy's low.
Yeah.
The spirit's low. The voices are quiet. Sheldon, you know, seems like he's it's almost like he's resigned to how this thing is going to end. There seems to be little fight in the dog, and maybe there is behind closed doors in their meetings, and they just want to keep things low key when the reporter's around. But, you know, I've been around a lot of playoff teams when they're practicing, and even when they're down, some of them there's noise. Remember when Ryan Reeves was brought in because this was a quiet team? This is a quiet team right now, and that would concern me.
We're talking to Luke Fox, Leaf and NHL writer for Sportsnet.ca. What do you get out of Mitch Marner? You know, you look at the last few days, and he's been the number one whipping boy here. You know, from the cover of the Toronto Sun of the invisible face, right down to every rant you hear on social media. How do you find his demeanor as late as today? I look at Mitch Marner right now, and I think, like, this is a beaten guy, right? Like, he's got everything to gain and nothing to lose tonight. I think he's, if he goes in with an attitude like that, maybe there's a chance to make this thing close tonight with him.
Yeah, he needs to have a huge game, especially if Austin is either out or at something less than 100%, which is what he is. Mitch Marner needs to be a star. Joseph Woll needs to be a star. That's pretty much it. I do feel like listening to the public discourse, it's gone a little bit too heavy on Mitch. The blame should be shared a little bit. And I would include Brendan Shanahan in that, in the whole plan, the whole way that the group is constructed. I think with Tavares, you know, he hasn't been a star at all 5-on-5, but I think people are just kind of resigned that his best days are behind him, whereas Mitch is in his prime. Austin gave you one good game, and he's battling some sort of ailment or multiple ailments. Nylander wasn't available, so he's kind of avoided some of the criticism because he just hasn't played. So Mitch has borne the brunt of it. But I agree with the people that say, hey, you make 11 sheets, you can't just be fine defensively, score a goal in a game that was essentially all over. You need to have your fingerprints all over a playoff game in this series. And we're running out of time for him to do that. So, you know, and I think the other thing is the contract situation. He needs a new contract, not next year, but the following one. So I think that is garnering a lot of attention because people are fed up with the construction of this team. So who has to move? Well, the other two guys just got paid in Nylander and Tavares. So that's probably another reason why a lot of focus is on Mitch. As for his demeanor, we haven't seen him since he did post game after the last game. He wasn't available after practice, and he was nowhere to be seen this morning. So he's laying low, and hopefully he just lets his play on the ice do all the talking for him tonight.
Help us set the stage a little bit about the stakes for tonight. You know, you had mentioned Brendan Shanahan. That same newspaper had a cover mentioning Shanahan today in a negative light. Sheldon Keefe seems like a guy whose name's of interest. I'm concerned about, you know, the Shanahan thing personally, because the Leafs have been a very good and well-run organization for years now, and I think you can take that for granted. And I think fans probably do. What are your thoughts? How much is on the table in terms of the high power jobs with the Leafs?
Yeah, I think a lot should be on the table. I would love to know what Keith Pelley's thinking. If he's thinking, hey, I want to take a year to really see how this thing works behind the scenes before I make any big decisions. Or if he hears what the fan base is telling him, what the players are telling them so far by their play, and thinking, I need to make drastic changes. I think everyone knows, even though Sheldon Keefe hasn't coached a game under his new deal, that if they lose this series, it's hard to envision a world where he's back. But I think the changes should go deeper, whether that's looking at the core players and those guys showing up to camp again and looking around the dressing room with the same faces. They've lost what could be, you know, 8 of 9 playoff series together. Like, at some point, I know you want to bet on talent, but at some point, I think there's enough evidence mounting here that some drastic changes need to be made. And I think it really does start at the top with Pelly.
It is really incredible what potentially tonight could mean for so many people and historically for this franchise.
I agree with you, Nick. Like, this is huge. And it goes far beyond, usually when we're in this situation, we're talking about like the UFAs, like, oh, you know, what does this mean for Max Domi or Bertuzzi or Samsonov? No. This goes way higher, way higher. It's funny, like so many cultures in sports keep saying this is results-oriented business, results. We need results. And that's not really been Shanahan's message. His message has been, we believe in these guys. We're going to keep rolling it back. I think about when Dubas left and the first reports we heard were Shanahan letting all the players know, hey, don't worry. You guys are safe. You guys are safe. We're just changing the GM, but you guys are good. Mm. And I wrote about the culture this week, and I've been thinking about that, about how just because you lose doesn't mean your job's in jeopardy. You're comfortable. The coach can't get it done in the playoffs. That's okay. We'll give him an extension. And these things just keep mounting, and I think it's gotten to the point where people want to see change.
For sure. I think you have a tough time selling it to the fans another time, you know, and I think that is a pretty important message. Heading into tonight, then the last thing to touch on, just the decor, Morgan Riley maybe not been his best version. It looks like Timothy Liljegren's going to go back in.
Go ahead.
You're going to be meaner than that?
No, Morgan Riley, just not his best, but he's been brutal like the rest of them.
Okay.
Well, so many, like, for this is supposed to be an offensive team, but so little of their offense comes from the back end. You know, you're watching the Colorado series, you see Cale Makar, you're watching what the Nashville Predators did, and you see Roman Josi, and yeah, Morgan Riley's not quite at their level, but very little is being generated with clean breakouts that they come flying through the neutral zone. Like, the offense can start from the defense, and they got a lot of guys that are off the glass and out. So that puts a lot of pressure on Morgan Riley to drive it. And I would, you know, I thought he's been fabulous in playoffs past. In that Tampa series, he might have been their MVP. He hasn't had, like we're talking about Mitch, Morgan Riley hasn't had a signature game either. And he's paid to do so. There's pressure on him for sure. But as for the lineup, Liljegren is 100% back in. Brody's back out.
Wow. And, you know, we were questioning that blue line as is with a good Brody. We were questioning this blue line, but no one saw the drop off with Brody. Not like to be at this point where you had him out, you tried him back in. Now he's back out in the most critical time of the year.
For him to ever play another game as a Leaf would be shocking.
I don't know if, I mean, maybe in his career, I don't know, but it's hard to imagine this big of a drop off for this guy this season.
Yeah. And it just compare it to last year. He was like the model of consistency. He's lost confidence. It's really sad to see because he's the second highest paid guy next to Riley. Logged so many minutes on the penalty kill, and the penalty kill has been really hurting them all season long, and especially in this series. And we've reached a point where the coaching staff doesn't even trust him enough to play him when that's supposed to be one of his specialties, and that's one of the team's weaknesses. I feel for the guy. I mean, it's got to be tough. You know, the sport you love, you're in a contract year, you're trying to make a difference, and he just doesn't have it. And I think it snowballed him with lost confidence, get caught on the ice for some bad goals against, and get scratched, get back in. You put internal pressure on yourself, like, hey, I need to do something in this game, or I might be scratched again. And then if you don't, it just kind of builds. And it is too bad. It is too bad because he was a really reliable Leaf for a long time there. Mm-hmm.
All right, Luke, enjoy yourself. And if there's one piece of advice I can give you from past experience, if the Leafs happen to go up 4-1, don't file your report with about 10 minutes to
give
go.
Give me a break.
What? What? No.
If Boston
goes up 4-1, don't file your report. How's that? Is that better?
That's okay. That's better.
All right.
Thanks, Luke. Right. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right. Take care, guys.
Buddy, that's a crazy building for Leaf fans.
Yeah. You're just you're going down to the ground and grabbing that low hanging fruit.
I'm just saying. Oh, my. I'm going back to Ryan Reeves' hey, it's sport. Crazy things can happen.
You know, I do want to go back to the point of our local New York Post with a title or a headline about Brandon Shanahan today, perhaps losing his job if they lose.
The Canna Plan, I think they called it.
Canna Shan. Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
it's very okay. Good.
I worry about that.
A for creativity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I worry about what it would look like under someone else, given, you know, this has been a good run, Leafs hockey, 100-plus points for a lot of years. And, you know, the plan was to rebuild, tear it down. You did it just like you said you were going to do it. I know it hasn't yielded results. I know that.
You got to get out more than one round in 10 years.
And I love the idea of trying to sell process over results. It's a results business.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And so he hasn't got results, and I understand why he's
again,
in the crosshairs.
This is in the hands of a new CEO named Keith Pelley, and... Yeah. It's really to Luke's point is how quickly can you come in? What's he been on the job? A month? 6 weeks?
Yeah, but everyone knows what's going on with the Leafs, man.
There's no...
Everyone knows.
Like I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. If he's like, we're taking a long view of this, a patient approach, I'm like, nope, done. Out.
But he
can't have it. You got to come in
sweeping. You do, but he's got only 6 weeks of being on the inside looking out. The rest of the time, he was no different than us on the outside looking in. And I'm not here to suggest that, you know, he should fire Brendan or he shouldn't. But I'm saying that, you know, to Luke's point of view, some guys, they don't like to come in and make those type of decisions that fast.
Yeah.
Because it all it does is put them on the clock that much faster, too. Keith Pelley. Like, you know, Keith Pelley's fresh and new. He ain't going anywhere. He's not going anywhere next year or the year after. But... You get into year four, year five, and the clock starts with your decision that you made a month into it.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys like to stretch it out a lot longer.
Well, I guess it depends what you're prioritizing. If it's, you know, keeping your job, which most people, that's their sole purpose.
Honestly, we've seen it a lot.
Truly, most people like in...
How can I keep this job the longest?
That's the dirty secret about like being a GM in the NHL. Most guys' goal...
Job preservation.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, it's the cup. It's keeping the job, and then it's winning the cup.
I think, you
that
know,
helps you keep it.
The only way that, like, Keith Pelley comes in and he's like, we're not going to keep, I got to get my blinders on, it scared me. We're not going to keep Shanahan. I mean, we're going to keep him around or whatever. But it's like, well, your little plan here, the four guys, we might be changing that or you may not be around, kind of thing. Right?
One thing I'll say about that is that you're not making the decision based on what you're also been witnessing the last little while that you can't win with the core four. You're also basing it on the fact that the guy's contract's running out. And to Luke's point, he needs a new contract. And
is that right?
You're not giving it to him.
After this season?
What's that?
His contract running out after this season?
Marner's.
Oh, Marner.
Marner's. And Brendan Shanahan needs a new contract soon, too.
Okay.
So those things come into play, too. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like, we're not going to go down that path anymore. So the core four, it was running out. It was running out of time, too. Mm-hmm. So.
No. So nothing on the line tonight.
High stakes, high drama.
Oh.
All on the back.
Can't wait to get started.
Tonight is going to be a fascinating hockey game, boys.
You know what? The next hour is going to be fascinating. We got Steve Valiquette to join us to break down all the goaltenders, including Joseph Woll, Samsonov, Swayman, Hellebuck,
Jones,
and also, you know, coaches, the carousel going around, and what's going on with Dubas and Mike Sullivan. Oh, yeah.
News and notes back to the roots, baby.
More with Real Kipper and Bourne after these words.